Maggie thought they were wearing underclothes, for they were clad in long black tights and vests, with closely fitting gray trunks from waists to mid-thighs. On their chests, big white Roman capitals said, "Jimmy Sharman's Troop." No two were the same size, some big, some small, some in between, but they were all of particularly fine physique. Chatting and laughing to each other in an offhand manner that suggested this was an everyday occurrence, they flexed their muscles and tried to pretend they weren't enjoying strutting.
"Come on, chaps, who'll take a glove?"
the spruiker was braying.
"Who wants to have a go? Take a glove, win a fiver,"
he kept yelling between the booms of a bass drum.
"I will," Frank shouted. "I will! I will!"
He shook off Father Rafe's restraining hand as those around them in the throng, who could see Frank's diminutive size, began to laugh and good-naturedly push him to the front. But the spruiker was very serious, as one of the troop extended a friendly hand and pulled Frank up the ladder to stand at one side of the eight already on the bridge.
"Don't laugh, gents. He's not very big, but he is the first to volunteer. It isn't the size of the dog in the fight, you know. It's the size of the fight in the dog. Come on now, here's this little bloke game to try. What about some of you big blokes, eh? Put on a glove and win a fiver. Go the distance with one of Jimmy Sharman's troop."
Gradually the ranks of the volunteers increased, the young men self-consciously clutching their hats and eyeing the professionals, who stood, a band of elite beings, alongside them. Dying to stay and see what happened, Father Rafe reluctantly decided it was more than time he removed Maggie from the vicinity. So he picked her up and turned on his heel to leave. Maggie began to scream, and the farther away he got, the louder she screamed. People were beginning to look at them, and he was so well known it was very embarrassing, not to mention undignified.
"Now look, Maggie, I can't take you in there. Your father would flay me alive, and rightly."
"I want to stay with Frank. I want to stay with Frank,"
she howled at the top of her voice, kicking and trying to bite.
"Oh, shit," said Father Rafe.
Yielding to the inevitable, he dug into his pocket for the required coins and approached the open flap of the marquee, one eye cocked for any of the Cleary boys. But they were nowhere to be seen, so he presumed they were safely trying their luck with the horseshoes or gorging themselves on meat pies and ice cream.